10. The music. The music deserves a few extra words. In the history and life of the temple, music played an important part. Donations and bequests, in certain cases, were given in order to support the musical practice in its accompaniment to the liturgy. The first of these donors was Francesco Sforza II. You can see him portrayed in a rather unexceptional painting in the corridor of the benefactors, to which we will come back in a minute. The scroll at the bottom states explicitly that the wealth left as a donation was to be used for the music in the evening. Particular care was taken, in fact, in the training of musicians and members of the choir who studied in the school especially created within the institution. As was already mentioned about the value of the organ, even by observing the surrounding temple decorations, you will notice the many different depictions of musical instruments. We must not forget Lodis Franchino Gaffurio, founder of the modern musical theory and master of the choir of Milan's Duomo at the time of Ludovico il Moro. The years in Milan allowed Gaffurio to come into contact with the most important musicians, scholars and artists at the time, among which the genius himself, Leonardo da Vinci. Between the two, it is said, grew a strong friendship, such that some scholars believe that Leonardo's renowned painting, Portrait of a Musician, kept at the Pinacoteca Ambrosiana, is actually the portrait of Franchino Gaffurio. According to recent analysis, the harmony perceived by the shapes and proportions of the temple is the architectural translation of the mathematical ratios which regulate musical harmony, just as Gaffurio theorized in his studies. As a testament to his attachment to the temple and to his city of origin, Gaffurio donated the manuscript of his opera, De Harmonia Musicorum Instrumentorum, to the Incoronata School, which after his death acquired many of his other works in order to enrich its library. Part of this patrimony is still kept in Lodi's public library.